Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you are now in tune to Key Heart Radio, a platinum for all of the ladies to air it out. Whatever's on your mind and whatever's on your chest, cause the lessons that you learn can benefit the rest. So let's grow together, let's teach each other, spreading only good vibes to one another. Key Heart Radio, rocking with the best, bringing love and light to the people, nothing less.
What up, what up, what up? I love, absolutely love, love that intro. One of my favorites. I've had a radio show before, but that one hands down. Anyway, so welcome, welcome, welcome to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key. And Miss Linus will be coming on in a few, but in the meantime, in between time, I'll play some couple joints for you guys. I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I did. I make it a point to Saturdays and Sundays just kick back and just chill and just relax. Live life, you know what I'm saying? So check this out. Tonight's topic is, can a relationship survive cheating? Why or why not? We would love to get your take on the topic. Love these smooth jams in the background too. DJ Sin. All right, so we'd love to give you a take on the topic. If you're interested in giving us a call and telling us how you feel about the topic, your perspective, all you got to do is dial 845-277-9365. And that's 845-277-9365, no doubt. And don't forget, if you want to actually chime in, you got to make sure you hit the number one, and that lets me know that you want to come on live. Before I go into this first song, I gotta say shout out to all of the cancers. That's right, all the cancers all over the world. You know what I'm saying? My birthday's coming up very soon. God willing, I'll be 39 years old next week. Looking forward to it. Learned a lot of great things over the years. But let's go ahead and jump into the very first song. I hope it's not, you know, well, I mean, it's late night, so shouldn't be too bad. The name of the song is called Hennessy. The name of the artist is called Anne Marie. And then I will be right back. Let's do it.
You got me losing my focus. Wish you were here so that we can get on it. Sipping this Hennessy, get me so horny. Got me just texting you, telling you all the things I'ma do. I'm getting away from the thought of you. I'm on my way to you. Sound like a melody. The sound that I make when you answer me. Let's get high, boy, you can't fight. Fuck into this beat, gotta call out night. Those are the thoughts going through my mind. All this fantasy. If it looks this good, then imagine how it tastes. I've been smoking weed and drinking in the sea without no choice. Boy, the things that I'ma do to you, I swear to you, can't say. When I drop my clothes and spit it on your face. To this beat, gotta call out night. Those are the thoughts going through my mind. Off this, all this sounds like a melody. The sounds that I make when you answer me. Let's get high, boy, you satisfied. Fucking to this beat, gotta call out night. Those are the thoughts going through my mind.
The name of that joint is called Hennessy. I love that beat. Yeah, no doubt. Name of that drink was called Hennessy. Name of the artist is called Anne Marie. And welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your... Hold on, I messed that up. Let me try it again. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It is your host, Coach Key. Oh, you can call me Awesome Key, however you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? Tonight's topic is, can a relationship survive? Hold on, I lost my train of thought. Let's try it again. Can a relationship survive cheating? Why and why not? We would love to get your take on the topic. If you're interested, all you got to do is set us up at 845-277-9365 to get a time check. And the number is 845-277-9365. And don't forget, you got to make sure you hit the number one, so that lets me know that you want to come on live and rock it out with us, all right? No doubt. My special lady will be on soon. My favorite Leos are always rocking it out on the show. They help to make this show such a beautiful and such a chill, a cool vibe. You know what I'm saying? With DJ, a.k.a. Coach Sin, Shanti Slade, on the music. No doubt. I want to give you guys, before I get into another joint real quick, I wanted to let you guys know, if you guys are on TikTok, which you guys are, probably, I get things pretty late, so I got on TikTok not too long ago, a few months ago. But check this out. If you're interested in learning some ASL sign words, I'm going to start off with colors, and I'll be posting a video really soon on my TikTok site. So all you got to do is follow me at 7KeyCoaching, and that's 7KeyCoaching. And don't forget to check out my website too. My coaching website is up. 30-minute free consultation for couples and individual sessions. You feel me? All you gotta do is check out 7KeyCoaching.com. Shoot me a message, and we take it from there. No diggity, no doubt. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the next song. Even though I'm over here singing for you guys, the name of the artist is called Sinead Parnett, and the name of the song is called Be The One, and then we're going to be right back. Let's get it.
Rolling for days now, clouds in my head, how you turn all the noise down, weight off my chest. When I thought it was improbable, 'cause of all of the others before, but you do something I've never known. It compels me to bear you my soul. I wanna be the one.
Name of the artist called Sinead Parnett. I'm over here reading it, so that's why it sounds like that. And the name of the song is called Be The One. I really, really was digging that song. Nice vibe, nice Sunday vibe, nice vibes on Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key. Back at it again. No doubt. Tonight's topic is, can a relationship survive cheating? Why or why not? Don't forget, if you're interested, you want to give us your take on the topic, all you got to do is hit us up, 845-277-9365. 845-277-9365. Make sure you hit the number one. That lets me know that you want to come on live with us. No doubt. And don't forget to like the fan page when you get a chance on Facebook, Key Heart Radio. You know what I mean? And we're going to bring on my favorite lady. Hopefully she's not on a bathroom break when we bring her on live.
Oh, I'm not on a bathroom break anymore.
Just checking. You never know. That's good. But I was, before I got on, I just want everybody to know, if you are living with a pregnant woman, make sure that you bundle up and keep your socks next to you, because the air is going to be on full blast. I mean, when I went upstairs, and she was like, oh my God, your nose is cold. Yes, it's cold. It's freezing in this house. That's why my nose is cold. You know what I'm saying? My snot came down and it froze. I'm like, come on now. So just stay bundled.
It's just cold like a puppy's nose. Like, there's nothing wrong with the cold nose every now and then. And the air is not even, like, super low. Like, I prefer it a lot lower, but I'm trying not to kill you, so.
Yeah, well, good job, because I'm still around. I'm just saying, if you're living with a pregnant woman, stay bundled, stay safe, all right? Because that's what you got to do. All right, now, I am interested. I have a feeling I know where you're going to go with this. But let me see. First, do you believe that, let's say from just your perspective, do you believe that a relationship, your relationship, you know, not this one, but previous ones, can survive cheating?
I can't talk about this one.
Well, I mean, you can. Tell me how you feel. And I won't mute you.
You won't mute me. That's funny. How I feel about cheating in relationships. Can they make or break? I think it kind of depends on the dynamic of that relationship or marriage. Like, you know, what's really going on? You know, for me, in my house, that's not cool. And I don't. Personally, at this point in time in my life, I think it would be very, very difficult for me to run that back and be like, oh, you know, just be forgiving and be able to move on, you know, with the relationship. I think I could forgive, but I don't think I could forgive and just continue a romantic relationship just because our dynamic is family. You know, we're welcoming a child, you know, we have the animals. Like, so to me, it's like, okay, so not only did you not think about me, you didn't think about the rest of us either. So I don't see that happening. Not around here. If there were no, you know, maybe children involved, possibly, but I think that as a betrayal to the whole entire family, not just to me, but the whole entire family. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but that's how I would take it. And that's a big hell no. No, no, thank you.
That's what's up. Tell me how you really care. That's what's up.
Yeah, so I did. Definitely tried. I mean, everybody's different, though. I mean, like I said, it just really depends on the dynamic of the relationship. I think some people can. It will be hard. It will be hard because in the back of my head, if let's say I would be that forgiving person with or without children, whatever, you know, I would kind of always be thinking about that. Like, the one time the person, you know, doesn't answer the phone or they don't return a text or they show up late for something. And, you know, just innocent shit that happens on a day-to-day because life happens. And you always can't, you know, communicate right away in that moment. My mind would automatically go there first. So our path of infidelity.
Right.
And
so
I
you're saying, understandable. Yeah, you would have a hard time letting go.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That would be a choice, though. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean that's a choice?
That would be a choice.
Check
that
out her coaching website. This is what it's like living with a life coach. I'm not saying that's a choice. I'm just saying I don't see how that could happen.
You've never taken anybody back who's cheated on you?
No one's ever cheated on me. Come on now.
How did I know you were going to say that, Miss Leah? Nobody's ever cheated on me. I wish a nigga would. So
I wish a nigga would. I'm not flexing or anything, but it's like flex. Nobody's ever cheated
like
on me. Or they never had the boss to tell me. One of the two.
Probably. I'm going to keep that. We'll just... As a matter of fact, let's go on to another song. And then I give my take on the topic. Excuse me, I had some mucus. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get into this next song. And then Miss Linus and Awesome Key. Coach Key, we're going to be right back. I'm going to play Grateful by Mahalia. I said that right. Mahalia, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And then we'll be right back. Let's get it, people. Oh, yeah.
Yo. Sorry, I missed your call. I'm just busy right now. I don't want to see you.
You make my heart go boom. Oh, baby, it's the look in your eyes. I wish we were together right now. It's true. You make my body feel loose. Oh baby, it's the way that you lay, the way that you play. I'm praying for forever as well as now. I don't want to hide, I don't want to hide. I don't want to shy from you, no. I don't want to lie, I don't want to lie and say that I don't. So if you could lay your cards right down, I am waiting at the table. If you could show me love somehow, we don't need to have a label. You know that I will love you down. I will be every time faithful. If you could show me all the way around, I will be very, very grateful. Very, very worries fly away. I'm thinking it's the way that we rotate. It makes me feel okay, huh? So you should come around today. Let me show you some I say. Oh baby, you could stop trying to locate. Cause we find a soulmate in each other, and now we're bound. I don't want to hide, I don't want to hide. I don't want to shy from you. No, I don't want to lie, I don't want to lie. You say that I don't need you. So if you could lay your cards right down, I am waiting at the table. If you could show me love somehow, we don't need to have a label. You know that I will love you down. I will be every kind of faithful. If you could show me all the way around, I will be very, very great. Very, very great. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. That was Mahalia. Name of the joint is called Grateful. I like that joint, too. Nice little, nice vibe. You know what I'm saying? Nice show music for Sunday. Get to Sunday. Getting ready to start the week off amazing. But you got to chill it out first. You know what I'm saying? All right, so welcome back. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Awesome Key, a.k.a. Coach Key. And tonight's topic is, can a relationship survive cheating? Why or why not? Don't forget, if you're interested in giving us your take on the topic, make sure you hit us up at 845-277-9365. That's 845-277-9365. And don't forget, if you actually want to talk and chime in on tonight's topic, give us your perspective, got to make sure you hit the number one so that lets me know that you want to come on live with us. Yeah. And like our fan page on Facebook, too, Key Heart Radio. You know what I mean? And Miss Lioness.
Yeah, what's up? What's your take? I'm dying to know. So we can talk about it after the show.
You sound like a stinker butt. Okay, so here's my take on tonight's topic. But before that, we're going to get into another song. Now, just wait.
That's my fault.
Okay, so take this out. My view. I do truly believe that when it comes to anything, that a relationship and two individuals or multiple people involved can overcome just about anything. You know, I think that at the end of the day, it's honestly a choice. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe that you can come back from cheating. You know, I think it just kind of depends, again, like you were saying, on maybe the dynamics of the relationship beforehand, or, you know what I'm saying, maybe reasons why. You know, there's never really, they say there's not an excuse for cheating, but people have reasons for the way, for the things that they do, and the reasons why they do the things they do, if that makes sense. So I believe that, you know, depending on the individuals involved and how much work that they're willing to put in, how much work they're willing to put in, how much compassion they're willing to put in, and how much forgiveness, and being able to let go and not allow your mind to play tricks. You know, if somebody is in the process of gaining your trust back, you know, and they make a mistake and maybe miss your phone call, maybe that's on you to kind of, like, you know, stop your mind from wandering. You know what I'm saying? You know, because you know, if, say for instance, you do get with someone,
has the hypothetical partner not done what they did, then my mind wouldn't wander there anyway. So why is that on me?
It becomes on you when you make the decision to stay with that individual, and you make the decision to say, hey, I want to make this work with us. I want to make this work with you. I'm willing to put in the work that needs to get done, and as long as you are willing to put in the work that needs to get done. So, bada bing, bada boom. Mic drop. That's not like
I'm
evil
out.
Laugh.
I'm out. Sorry. I'm not saying, so I don't have to worry about my mind wandering, because I'm just going to wander to the next.
Well, again, like I said, that means that, excuse me, if you guys want to make it work, both individuals want to make it work, everybody is going to actually have to put in the work, because, you know, everybody's got to put in the work, because for one, clearly you guys couldn't have been in the most happiest of state. You know, it kind of varies, because sometimes someone cheating might be, I don't know, an issue, you know, not necessarily that their partner isn't doing their best to speak their love language and help to make them happy, you know, because at the end of the day, you're the one, your happiness is on you, you know what I'm saying, and nobody else. But
perspective, because one person could be like, oh, I'm totally happy, everything's going really, really good, and the other person is fucking miserable, you know, like you said, because maybe the other partner isn't communicating in the right love language that's appropriate for their partner. So, I mean, it's really the relationship and how good it is. It's really just a matter of perspective. You could be thinking you're doing everything right, and then all of a sudden you come home and you get hit, you know, with this bomb.
With a shebang.
So, I don't know. So, okay, 3 kids, 5 dogs, and 2 cats. Your partner slip up. You staying?
Man, I don't want to, like...
No, the time there were more dogs than cats.
You know, let me put it like this. How I feel about you, and, you know, how I feel about you. If, God forbid, you were to slip up, you know, I would sit down with you. I want to talk to you, you know. What made you do that? What did you feel like? Did you feel like you weren't getting something inside of your relationship? We just have to have a talk. But also have, you know, I don't know, maybe a little bit more patient. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of tickets to cheat, though. You know what I mean? So I give you a,
don't
try to break anything up. She doesn't. And before I actually, you know what I'm saying, I want to make sure I bring Sin on at the right time. Before I get into this next song, you know what I'm saying, I was going to say, Tori, you are doing absolutely amazing with this pregnancy. You could be cursing me out and yelling at me and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But you have not. You've been, I mean, you handle it very well. And I know you're not always the most comfortable. You don't always get the most amount of sleep. And, you know what I'm saying, you have your own, you know, just the hormones and stuff. But you're doing an absolutely amazing job. Not only you show up for yourself and you show up for our baby girl, you show up for me. You know what I'm saying? As well, you know, you show for us. So I just had to say that before I jump into this song real quick.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I love you.
My pleasure. I love you too, stinker butt. Okay, next song, because she's my stinker butt. I'm going to go ahead and, you're my stinker butt. You're my stinker butt. But okay, so.
That's not what she sings to me. That's what she sings to my belly. She sings that
I sing that to both of you guys, because both of you guys are my stinker butts. So I sing that to both of you guys. Okay. What'd you say? Because your phone is probably, because you didn't get the iPhone, the Max. What'd you say again?
No, I was just saying, I don't listen. That's for our daughter. That song is not for me. So I just tune y'all out.
That's for both of you guys. So it's okay. I'll sing it to you while you're sleeping so you remember. All right, so this next song, this is an older song. I played it on a few of the older shows before we turned it into TR Radio. And one of my favorite artists, Alina Baraz, my homie Sincere put me on Alina. Name of the joint is called Fantasy. And then we're going to be right back. Let's get it, people. Name of the joint was called Fantasy, one of my favorites. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key, a.k.a. Awesome Key. So check this out. Tonight's topic is, can a relationship survive cheating? Why or why not? Don't forget, if you are interested in giving us your take on tonight's topic, all you have to do is hit us up at 845-277-9365, 845-277-9365. Don't forget to hit the number one. That lets me know that you want to come on live with us. And what's up, homie? Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, I brought my sticker button. Whoopsie. Wrong person.
We were both on mute, yeah.
Okay, my bad. What up, my homie? What up?
What's going on? What's good, man? You guys sound so amazing.
Man, that means so much. I have such a good time on here with her and with you, so I'm very happy that you guys both taking the time out to do the show, you know?
Oh, man. It's so much fun, you know what I'm saying? And shouts out to the lioness at MJ, Mad Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you guys had me cracking up. Mm.
She's a funny. She, if you tell her, don't try not to tell her she's funny because it'll go to her head.
You sound like you're feeling good. You feel good?
I feel really good. I often, you know what I'm saying, especially when I do this show, it's like just being creative and just like drawing and writing and everything, you know what I mean? Once I'm in the creative zone, nothing else matters. You know, even if I had worries and stresses, they would at least fade off while I'm rocking this show today. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You sound like you're in chill mode.
Oh, yeah, I'm chilling. Me and Cosmos is down here chilling in the lounge, man. You know, I was like, oh, Cosmos. Okay, cool.
Speaking of making an appearance and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Word. And, you know, talking about, like, being creative and things like that, you use your energy so wisely. You use your energy, like they say, you do, how you do one thing is how you do everything, you know, and your consistency, and you handle your energy like you handle money. You know what I'm saying?
You're I appreciate that.
But it's true. It is. It's very true. You know, and like you were telling me earlier, you were coaching me earlier, like transmute your energy, be creative, draw some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, yeah, you use your energy wisely.
I appreciate that. Well, I mean, like creating, I mean, just creating in any way. I mean, tilling the garden, anything that, you know, that takes you out of, you know what I'm saying, just kind of just, like, balances you. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Brings you back to center. Yeah, brings you back to center.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is, whether it's cooking or, watching cooking shows, you know what I'm saying? Because Tori has me watching. I'll be in the kitchen, like, I'm over here really doing something, but I'm making a PB&J with a little bit of...
Yeah.
I'm just
fine. Yo, how was your chicken sandwich, man?
Man, my the chicken sandwich that I made today was absolutely amazing. I appreciate you asking.
Did you put tomatoes on it?
I did. I put a couple of tomatoes. I put it's like a chicken salad, you know what I'm saying, on top of like a nice breaded toasted bun with some grapes.
Yeah,
it was really, really good. I eat these kind of sandwiches, this one particular sandwich from Panera Bread. So I'm like, you know, I've been, like, making stuff at home instead, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I like the way that I do it better, you know, because I put
the
right amount of what I want.
For sure. Yes, y'all. That's what's up. Well,
no,
you know, I was listening to you guys and, you know, about the topic, and okay, so I can feel both of you. Now, I don't know exactly how I would react in this relationship because I don't think that I would have been able to imagine that it could happen. You know, I mean, of course, you're like, anything could happen, but you, some things you just don't imagine would happen to you. And
right.
under the circumstances, how deep it would hurt, you know, how deeply it would hurt. But I also believe that, like, also what Tori said, both of you said this, actually, is the foundation. You know, if you build a strong foundation, you know, every relationship has the potential to be great. And after you go through the process of the being pissed off, being heartbroken, all these things, you know, to be able to come back to the center and say, okay, how do we resolve this? And what was the root cause of this? You know, that, you know what I'm saying? If two people are not on the same page or even in the same book, for that matter, about healing something like that, you know, no, it wouldn't work. I tell you what, after watching Black Love, yo, I feel like anybody can survive anything.
No doubt.
That's true.
I know you've been telling me the stories about Black Love, you know what I mean?
Man, I'm telling you, boy, you, past cheating, you know what I'm saying? Having children with other people, like married, roots and children, all kinds of things, and working it out, you know, because they have a desire, you know. And the thing
Indeed.
Is, okay, you all this time and energy that you've invested, all the love that you poured in, and then over a moment that probably wasn't even worth anything, really, you know what I'm saying, it now tears this union up, you know. I don't think that the two people really, you know, have a desire to be with each other, that they will let it go. It would be hard, but I think it could definitely work out, you know?
Yeah. I agree. I agree 100%.
I cheated in every relationship emotionally through phone boning, except this relationship that I'm in. And the reason why I did that was to seek refuge, because I was in relationships that I wanted to be in, and I poured everything into it, but I wasn't receiving that back in any type of real love language at times, right? And
right.
But felt like if I loved hard enough, that perhaps these people would change. And so I wasn't getting what I needed from them, so I was being selfish and getting what I needed from someone else, not committing to them, just so I can have the fuel to sustain in the relationship that I was in, that I was self-abusing myself, you know, I was abusing myself in. You know, there's so many different reasons why people cheat, you know. Some people cheat because they think that it'll save the relationship. Some people cheat because they're afraid to leave the relationship. There's so many different reasons, but at the end of the day, like I believe both of you said in different ways, you have a strong foundation, you both have a desire to get through this thing, yo, why not? I truly believe that I would, even as hurt as I would be, that I would figure out what would be the root cause of the situation. And I would like to believe that I would stay.
I can make that. I could see myself in the same similar light, and I would hope that the same for myself, that I would take time to, even I'm pretty good at, you know, feeling pain and feeling hurt and stuff, and still being logical and still seeing, you know what I'm saying, seeing beyond what I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it all, again, boils down to, you know, how you feel about that person. Like I said, I believe, you know, you can make this about anything work. Two individuals involved who, well, it could be two individuals, or if you want to go poly, it could be multiple individuals, but everybody involved has to put play an effort, you know what I'm saying, and want to play an effort in making things work, and not only just say it, but willing to do it with their actions and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, willing to put in the effort, willing to put in that hard work that will probably come with it, you know what I'm saying, a lot of hard self-work, you know what I mean. I think that anybody can really make it work. You can make it work. I truly believe you can make it work if you truly desire it. You know? If you guys really want to work together, you guys both want it, you want it bad enough, you know what I'm saying, then you're going to make it happen, regardless of
Absolutely.
How hard it is. I've always say that when it comes to humans, when it comes to man, humankind, when man truly desires a thing, nothing will stand in their way in order for them to accomplish and for them to obtain what it is that they want, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and I put that in all areas of life.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. 100%.
Tori's like, nope.
Man, listen, you know, I was all about being in love at a very young age. I think I was a little ahead of my time. And I was dealing with women who, I mean, they weren't ready for that in hindsight. Like, when I was younger, in hindsight, you know, I got cheated on a lot. You know, I got cheated on with guys, like, you know, women cheating on me with men, you know. And what was interesting is that I was able to still kind of, like, maintain a friendship. It dissipated. I was hurt. And I went through the proper. I was resilient. You know what I'm saying? And it's interesting the things that you can be resilient from when you're younger. But as you get more mature, some of those things you don't bounce back from as quickly, you know? Am I making any sense?
Yeah, it definitely does, you know? It does.
Mm-hmm. And some people will settle because of that. I've coached someone who you know, was kind of in that energy of, you know, well, you know, I'm this age, and I guess I just got to, you know, while getting, you know, this affection from someone else, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just afraid to leave because the age.
I think that, you know, some people may feel like it's age, but it's things within themselves that they are having issues with. Not necessarily when they take the time to look back, that it had nothing to do with necessarily age and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I think that it just has to do with insecurities and, like I said, you know, worries and fears and stuff inside of that individual, because those same things can happen to someone a little younger and stuff, you know. But I can definitely understand from the perspective that some people might feel like, yo, I'm getting older, you know, so they might settle and stuff. But somebody more confident, you know what I'm saying, at that same age, yeah, definitely as a crutch, somebody more confident at that age is going to think differently. You know, they're gonna know that they're so much worthy of so much more, and that people will only treat you how you allow them to get, what you allow them to get away with and stuff, you know, some situations. So, you know, I think it's very interesting, though, you know, and I'm pretty sure that I've, in past relationships, I've definitely settled because I thought that it was that I was loving them and stuff, and that, but I started to forget about who I was and started to stop loving myself. I was loving them more than I was loving me, which became a problem, you know what I'm saying? A huge problem. But it's definitely, it's people be in relationships for years, 20, 30 odd years and stuff, and just afraid to walk out of the door, afraid of what I think is just a natural human thing, you know. We fear change sometimes because we don't know what's around the corner. We think that we have this imaginary control over, 100% control over your life and how things pan out. It doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you're not going to know. You kind of got to just go with the flow and stuff, and change is just inevitable, to be honest. So
absolutely. Yeah, the flow of life is a human experience.
It definitely,
you know.
Definitely.
No matter
know.
What.
And you
won't, it,
go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I was just going to say, you always remind me that situations don't happen to me. They happen for me, you know?
Yeah, this is true. It's true. It is always, you tend to feel that way in hindsight, of course, like when you're going through it, you're feeling the rage. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I found out this one, young lady had, I found out that she had cheated on me. I had a dream that she cheated on me with this dude. I had a dream about it, called somebody, and was like, yo, I had this dream that such and such was taking a shower with such and such, and this dude was my homeboy. And I was like, she was like, you might want to call such and such. So I call him, and I'm like, yo, I had this dream that such and such. She was like, yo, you my girl. And I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't going to tell you unless you asked me and told me. I was enraged and got drunk. I took all her shit out the window.
Wow. Wow.
I was in rage. Okay? Enraged that this was my dude. This was my dude, you know, and the whole time. I mean, he's living with us and shit all constant. I was enraged. But about a month after that, I was okay. And we were cool. You know,
wow,
it was,
I was.
Cool. It was good.
Yeah. It's just, you got to get those emotions.
Yep.
Man, definitely.
You
gotta
go
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And these are universal feelings and stuff like that that we all go through. It just depends on how the difference is how each individual handles them and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel those feelings anyway. These are natural things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting story. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and jump into this next song. And the name of the song is called Toxic. I just thought it would be the perfect song right now. The name of the joint is called Toxic. Name of it does sound perfect. And then the artist is called Juicy Fruit. And we'll be right back. Let's get it.
Word.
Name of the song was called Juicy Fruit. Kind of changed up the vibe a little bit tonight. but I still like the dough. I like the bass on the song a lot. So welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key. If it sounds like I'm jumping around, I am, because Tori has the air on, I want to say it's about 35, 36. So it's quite cold in the house, you know what I'm saying? I even have a jacket and a little sweater on my cat because it's that cold in the house. We're going to bring Sin back on. Before I do, just to give you guys a reminder, tonight's topic is, can a relationship survive cheating? Why or why not? Give us a take. Hit us up at 845-277-9365. Let me slow it down. 845-277-9365. And if you want to come live with us, make sure you hit the number one. So that lets us know that you want to come on. You feel me? No doubt. No doubt. What up?
What up, yo? Two things I want to say is that, okay, it's hilarious when you guys were talking about it earlier, about your nose being cold, right? You know, because I'm going through the change, and I'd be burning the hell up, you know. It'd be freezing, but, you know, we sleep better. And I know it'd be cold. Sometimes our feet be cold, but we sleep better when we're cold.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Crazy.
I can dig it. Whoa. She's over here texting me about me talking shit. Wow.
Yo, Keith, homie, let me say this to you. You played that Alina Baraz song, and I closed my eyes. My heart started beating fast, and it took me to a place, you know. It just brought back so many memories of, like, Blog Talk Radio, just being into music. It just did something to me. I was like, wow, man. And, you know, you always sparked that part of me, that musical part of me. You always sparked that part of me. And I thank you for that. I'm in such gratitude for that, yo. I know that that's part of the sacred contract. You know?
No
it
doubt.
It has to be. It has to be. So
definitely, definitely.
Thank you for that.
I appreciate being able to be that type of inspiration. And just in case you guys got a chance to hear the intro, that is my stinker butt singing on the background. She has such a beautiful voice, you guys. You guys have no idea. But we're going to definitely mix it down and hopefully get Sin on this joint, too, one of these days.
One of these days, right? But you know, they ain't ready. Tori is nice with the vocals.
She
you know what I'm saying? She was giving a little take. You guys sound amazing together, yo. You know,
I appreciate
that. Like, when you were saying to me how, you know, just how it was just so amazing to be able to hear your queen, your lioness, you know, with you and you're doing your lyrics and hearing how that shit sounded, and it sounds amazing. I can't wait for more.
Me too. I appreciate that so much. I've always wanted to be able to create like that with somebody that I was dealing with, you know, music-wise. I think such a beautiful thing. The first time I heard her on the track, I'm like rewinding it over and over and over again because I thought she sounded so amazing on it. You know, I hear her singing around the house. She'd be over there blowing. So, you know, it was such a pleasure. And she has such a huge creative energy that I don't even think she has yet to truly tap into all the way yet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm amazed. I'm looking forward to this journey and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. A bit of little baby coming very, very soon. I'm very excited.
Shout out to MJ.
Shout out to MJ. Looking forward to her getting here. Oh, I have to burp. Let me mute it. Excuse me, because Tori's always talking about how gassy I am. Because I just have to just let it out and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me check, get a time check. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to go ahead and go into my keynote real quick. Just a real short one. Let's see. Oh. And check this out. If you guys are enjoying the keynotes, if you follow me on TikTok at SevaKeyCoaching.com or follow me on Instagram at SevaKey_coaching, get a chance to check out my keynote videos that are a lot longer than just a few minutes. I feel like I do on a radio show. But check this out. Tonight's keynote. Anytime I do the keynote, all they are just reminders for myself, and I just share what comes to me. And I was reminded, you know, to not forget about myself, you know, in the midst of being a mother, a wife, a friend, an aunt, whatever part that you play, don't forget about yourself. Always take time for you. Take time to recharge. Take time to replenish yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're depleting, you know what I'm saying, how are you really supposed to be any help for anybody else? So just make sure you take care for yourself. Do stuff that you love. Take time to breathe. Take time to relax. Take time out of those roles that you play on a daily basis to just be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Be you and do you. Be happy. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for my kingdom.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. If you can't control what you don't have, like how you live and how you use your energy, you know what I'm saying? You know, and how you spend your energy, that acts of self-love, you know what I'm saying? All of that stuff is acts of self-love, you know? It's how we're so taught to give that to everybody else but not to give it to ourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, you know?
Very. We just added on some very beautiful things on there that it's okay to be selfish, you know what I'm saying? It depends on how you handle it, but it's definitely important and it's a necessity and for you to be selfish. And I'll bring Miss Lioness on so we can all just wrap it up and say good night to everybody. We'll be back next month.
What to do, Lioness, what to do,
There you go.
Hypnosis
always, Coach says.
What it do?
Thank you all for the compliment on the vocals. I appreciate that.
Man, they ain't ready, sis. They ain't ready. They ain't even ready, sis. They don't know. They have no idea.
It was fun, and Key's over here. She hasn't even tapped into da 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 da. It's so much fun living with Coach. It really is. It's a blast. the show was dope, y'all. Hope everybody enjoyed.
I had a good time, too. Good time. And dang, I lost my train of thought just that quick and stuff because she was over here talking so much shit to me and stuff. But I'm glad you're going to be...
For me to get off the line and start talking your shit, I heard every word.
What?
Talk about it.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it. She's actually tough, but off of the phone, you guys, she's so loving to me. She's so sweet and so loving. She never yells at me. You guys,
rep.
Huh?
I have an entire rep to protect. Are you telling them that?
My bad. She's really tough. She pushes me and mushes me out the way. Better.
Much better. I appreciate
it. Thank you, my love. So we're going to be back on Block Talk on Key Heart Radio sometime next month. Shouts out to all of the Cancers.
Shouts out to the Cancers, word, Cancer season.
And the Leos coming up. Leos are definitely coming up.
That's right.
That's right. So we'll be back in a couple weeks with a dope topic, with some dope music, with the three of us because we're super duper duper dope. I hope everybody has a fantastic time. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen. Make sure you share with your friends, like the fan page on Facebook, Key Heart Radio, and we're going to talk to you guys. We're going to see you guys next month, people.
Word. Love and light, y'all.
Love and light. Yo, we're going to end it with, again, my favorite song, which I've played on here a million times. It's called Single by Fouché. And we'll see you guys soon. Alright, peace. Mm-hmm.
I tested my patience, confronted my fears, and finally faced them. Now I can say I put it away, man, yeah, making a change, they're comfortable, but it's definitely something I've done before. Finally ready to go out and get enough of us, but I actually feel bad for my exes, I'm living my life. And I don't see anything wrong, I'm fine.
ready to mingle. Trying to prepare for the trouble I'm about to get into. Pardon the interlude, but let me introduce you to the best thing you ever got into. Not ready to settle, but practice itself for my presence so special. Expect that you might get attacked. Delicate flower, aware of a power. No human, no doubt, a good time, no account for me doubling back. And I don't